Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach. We are on Nun Tesma Beis. Can we thank the Kubietzky family for the sponsorship this month in honor of Jonah Kubietzky in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gevura. Okay, we are on Nun Tesma Beis. Amar Le Rava, about 12 lines up from the bottom. So we're in the sugyas of explaining the case of the Mishnah, the sugyas of Besula Lekohen Gadol, and the Isurim that are involved, and the unique mitzvahs that relate to a Kohen Gadol. We mentioned in the Mishnah, he's not allowed to marry an Almana, Bein Min HaErisin, Bein Min HaNisuin. Bogaris is a machlokas, and then we brought in Mukat 8. So the last point we were mentioning was what about Mishkav Behema? What does that create? Because we know there's also an issa that applies to every Kohen, including the Kohen Gadol, and that is Zona as well. Isha Zona Vachalo Lo Yikachu. That's what they say is the abbreviation for Azulai. Sometimes you have Azulai who are Kohanim, sometimes you have Azulai that are not Kohanim. But if you ever meet an Azulai, that's a Kohen. So the comes from, like the Chida, Chaim Yosef Azulai, that last name, Azulai stands for Isha Zona V'Chalala Lo Yikachu, right? Based on that pasuk at the beginning of Emor, that applies uniquely to the mitzvahs of the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava Mipirkin L'Rav Ashi Minoha Mils Adamar Abanan Izunus La Behema. We mentioned yesterday that there's a chilek, Mishka Behema could be considered a Maisabia regarding making the woman considered a Niveles if it was Kedarka, but it's not called Znus. Ain't Znus la Behema. She's not called a Zona based on that. So how do we know that? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Inkiseitse, by the Isser of Esnan Zona, Lo Savi Esnan Zona, Umechir Kelev, do not bring. What is Usser to bring as a Karban? An Esnan Zona, Umechir Kelev. What's an Esnan Zona? If somebody gives an animal as payment to a Zona, that's an Esnan Zona that is not allowed to be used as a Karban, it's Mutala Hedyot, but it's not allowed to be used as a Karban. And Mechir Kelev, if I trade my sheep with your dog and we just flip it, so then, even though you might say, what's the problem? You just sold me a sheep and I bought a dog. Still, that is labeled as a Mechir Kelev, and one is allowed to give those as karbanos. So you're not allowed to bring Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev. But, Vitznan, but the Mishnah says the opposite, Esnan Kelev, or Mechir Zona Mutarin. But the opposites would be, okay, what is an, Shneemar, Gam Shnehem, Shnayim Velo Arba. Right, only the two that are listed, but not four. What exactly is the case of Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zona? What is that? So, the Mechir Zona, that one is pretty straightforward. Rashi says that means if I have a Shivcha and I sell her as a Zona and I get as money, as payment, I get an animal. So that's a Mechir Zona. What?
Any animal?
An animal that's good for a karban. I know that can be used for a carbon. What's Esnan Kelev? So that's a machlokas. Esnan Kelev, Rashi here says Esnan Kelev is where I say to a Zona, Amar Adam Lezona, Halach Tlezeh Vihiba'ali Lekalbi. Take this Tleh and have a relation with my dog. That's Esnan Kelev according to Rashi here. And what's the raya then? That animal is involved in esnan, in it's a payment for a bestiality relationship, but yet it's mutter l'mizbeach. So you see, it's ein znus l'behema. That's the raya. That's Rashi here. But if you're ready to look at the Bach here points out that Rashi and Temura gives another pshat. And that's the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba here both quote the other pshat. And that is, what is esnan kelev? Doesn't mean that I give over, I get an animal, a carbon, a potential animal, and I say to a person, you know, give me this animal, and or I give somebody that animal, and I say, be with my dog, but rather the other case is where I pay to be with your dog. That is the Lasha. I'll read it to you from the Ramban. The Ramban here notes the case is, Amala Chaveiro, Helech Tlezev Va'avo Al Kalbascha. Right, take this tleh, and then I will be with your animal. I want to be with your animals. Therefore, I take this animal, and I will be with the animal in that case. So, two deos. There is a question. If you look at the Ramban and the Rashba, you look at the question they ask, and you're like, this doesn't fit to Rashi's pshat here. It must be that they're referring to the other pshat of Rashi. Because they ask the question of, why, what's the havamina that this would be a payment? You need a pasik, the Gemara says. Mutter, this Esnan Kelev, which, what's the case we're saying it means now, where Ruvain says to Shimon, take this seh and let me be with your dog. Right, that is the that's the case. So asks the Rishonim, asks the Rabban, the Rashba, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude that this animal would be allowed on the Mizbeach? Why don't you just say it's Kimle b'derabaminei? Why don't you just say, as we know the principle, that if somebody is Chayav Misa and Chayav Mammon from one act, so then you only have to, person only dies, he doesn't have to have the payment, right? There's two different makoros in the Torah, one for Misa and Mammon and one for Malkus and Mammon. Misa and Mammon is the case where, two sources. One is in Mishpatim by Dmei Vlados. If somebody kills if the woman is killed, then you don't have to pay for the babies, right? That's, Misa and Mamon. And the other case is based on the Pasuk in Kiseitzi, Mishim Risha Achas, Adam Achaivo, Viyetam Achaivo, Mishim Shtei Rishayos, which even includes Malkus and Mamon. But that's the Sugya of Kimli B'drabi Minei, discussed at length in a few places, including in the third parak of Ksubis. So ask the Ramban here and the Rashba, so why don't you say here, the man is Chayav Misa because of the bestiality, so of course he doesn't have to pay. And if he would pay, it's a matana ba'alma. That payment, it's kimle b'davimine. So we need a pasuk to say that, oh, the animal is mutter because of the pasuk. The animal is mutter because kimle b'davimine, and he's a chayiv misa, and therefore the animal has no connection to what is happening here. What do you see? What's the answer? So he says, that's the shita of Rava in Mesechas Bava Kama Daf Ayin. They both quote it. That when it comes to a payment of a zona, that's a special din of the Torah. That even though there should be kimle, it's still labeled as an esnan zona. That is the chiddush of the Torah. Esnan lokasha, says the Ramban. To ha'amar Rava, esnan asra Torah v'afilu ba'alimo. Even if, Rachman al-Islam, the case is a man is mezana with his mother, right, and he gives her an esnan, still it is considered an esnan. That is the, it's still considered a connected to this relationship. Other achrodim, Rav Shechter writes about this in Eretz HaTzvi, that maybe it's not just a special din of esnan, but to enlarge the chiddush a little bit, and that is when it comes to schiras poalim. Kimle b'drabi minei doesn't pater that. What is Kimle pater? Kimle pater is chiyuvim that Hashem tells me. Meaning, let's say, I'm damaged. So who says that I have to pay? Hashem, the Torah says I have to pay. That's not an obligation that I created myself. That's not a commitment that I made. I didn't. I shoot an arrow on Shabbos, and at the moment that it crosses from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it rips through a clothesline and rips your shirt. So why do I have to pay for your shirt? Because in the Torah it says there's a halacha that I have to pay for your shirt. I didn't accept upon myself a personal obligation. So that's kimle b'drabi minei. There's a chi of hamisa from the Torah. There's a chi of payment from the Torah. Hashem says I only have to get the chomer one. Kimle b'drabi minei. But if I accept a personal eschayvus midas, as it's called, so kimle doesn't apply to that. That's the chiddush of Rava. Esan asatarva filo baalimo. That's an illicit hischayvus midas, but it's still a hischayvus midas. That's a personal obligation that one takes upon themselves. There's even a daya of a girsa in the Meiri, there in Bava Kama Daf Ayin, where the Meiri says maybe not only would it say, oh, kimle doesn't apply, and therefore it would be labeled as an esnan, but maybe you'd even have to pay. Right, that's an even more extreme girsa. Right, but Meiri b'shem Chachmi Atzarfatim da'af b'dini adam nami chayev. The law, and I'm reading Rav Shechter from Simon Chavtas and Eretz Tzvi. The law, I'm reading on Kimle El Aliftar Michiyuve Tashlumin Shehitila HaTorah Al Adam Velo Bechiyuve Mamon Sheimus Chayvus Midas. Right, the difference between the two, and there might be other nafkaminas as well between an obligation that the Torah says I have versus an obligation that I personally accept upon myself. Right, can I be mischayev to less than a shava pruta? Right, so it could be that the Torah is never mechayev something less than a shava pruta, but I can be mechayev to anything. Even less than a shiva pruta. Can I be mechayev to a ba'en, to an object? Let's say I owe you money or I owe you something and I say I'm going to pay a certain object. So what if the Torah says I'm chayev, it could be that I only have to pay the value of that object. But if I obligate myself to an object, he quotes a discussion that we've shown him about this, then you might have to pay even the object itself and you're mischayev to pay. But again, that's the discussion of the Rishonim here, relating to the other pshat, not the case of Rashi here. The case of Rashi here, there's no kimle to, doesn't get started, because the case of Rashi says, esnan kelef here means, if a man says, I will give you a tleh if you go with a zona. So the payment is the person paying is not the one who's violating the Issur D'oraisa in terms of Znus. So that's why Kim Lay question doesn't get off the ground. It's only according to the other pshat, Rashi and Tamura and the Rashba and the Ramban here, so then the question has to be asked. Okay, so that takes us to prove that Mishka Behema is Issur D'oraisa, obviously. It's considered a Maisa Bia, but it is not called Znus in the regard relating to making her a Zona. Tanu Rabban. Oh, just one other point. The Rambam here in Perek Yud Zayin has a line where he says, Muchat Eitz is Asur to a Kohen Gadol, and Behema is Mutter to a Kohen Gadol. That's his line. Muchat Eitz is Asur, and Mishka Behema is Mutter. So all the Achronim say, it's gotta be Mishka Behema Shaloka Darka. Because what, you're gonna tell me Muchat Eitz is worse than Mishka Behema? Right, you wanna say, oh, because Mishka Behema is, that's Mukat Eitz is not a Maisa Bia for sure. So if that's Asur L'Kohen, what about a Mishka Behema? So that's how you have to say the Rambam means, that it's talking about Mishka Behema Shelo Kedarka. But it's a Rambam, but it's discussed, Yud Zayin, Yud Dalet. Tanu Rabbanan, Vayter, other halachas relating to a Kohen Gadol's mitzvah to marry a Bisula. Tanu Rabbanan, Anusas Atzmo, Mufutas Atzmo. If somebody is Ma'anes or Mefate, a woman, Anusa and Mefuta, Lo Yisa, he can no longer marry them if he is the Kohen Gadol. Let's assume that the Kohen Gadol, when he was already the Kohen Gadol, could be, he wasn't such a great tzaddik. During Bayisheni, there were some great non-tzaddikim the Kohen Gadol. So let's say if somebody does that, then they're Be'ulas. Therefore, you can't marry them, even though you're the one that made them into a Be'ula. So Lo Yisa, one is not allowed to marry them, and Rashi says, this is a Din D'oraisa, you're not allowed to marry them. Rashi says, Besula Yikach, Bishas Likuchin Tehe Besula, Adin D'oraisa, even if the person himself is the cause of it. V'im Nasa Nasui. But if he did marry her, then they could stay, it seems like they could stay married at this stage, before we get to three lines from now. V'im Nasa Nasui, Anusas Chaveru Mefutas Chaveru, but if it's his friends, Anusa and Mefuta, Lo Yisa, V'im Nasa, he should not marry them either, because they are Bu'ulos, but if he did, they're Machlokas. V'im Nasa, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Havlad Chalol, the Vlad is a Chalol, we'll have to see why the Vlad is a Chalol, usually Chalol come from Losases, we thought, but we'll have to see. V'chacham Omerim HaVlad Kasher, V'chacham say, no, the Vlad is Kasher. So let's talk about each one. V'im Nasa Nasa, so the first line was that if a Kohen is Ma'anis a woman, so that he himself cannot marry this woman because she is a Be'ula. And if he does, though, Nasui. Amarav Huna Amarav Umotzi Baget. It does not mean that he could stay married to her and live happily ever after. It means that he's married, the marriage works, but he should divorce her. Umotzi Baget. Says the Gemara of Elohadik Tani Imnasa Nasui, but it says they can stay married. So what is it? So fine, they can't stay married. So what does that line mean, Imnasa Nasui? Regarding what halacha, if they can't stay married. Amar of Adabar Yaakov, Lomar, She'ein Mishalim Knas Bimefuta. It means that it's considered a marriage. We know there's a difference, Rashi quotes it, Din D'oraisa between Ones and Mefate. Ones, by case of rape, he must pay the Knas of Chamishim Kesef right away and marry her. Mefate is, he only pays the Knas if he does not marry her. Right, if he marries her, he does not have to pay the knas. So that's what the halacha is saying here. It's considered a marriage. If he marries her, you don't say, oh, it's be'isser, it's not considered a marriage. It's considered a marriage, and therefore, he would not have to pay the knas. Right, ein mishalim knas, elak she ein konsa. Only if he does not marry her. Right, the pasuk says, im ma'in yuma'in. But if imar yumarena, lo li'isha, lo yitin klum. Right, that's the difference between onis and knas. And therefore, he would not have to pay the knas here because it's considered a marriage. Is this din of Motzi Baget a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? How do you look at that din? So if you look at Rashi and Tosas, Tosas says beferish. Look in the second half of Tosas she'eno on top. Tosas says va'onira. We'll get to the first half of Hashem soon. Va'onira d'hadamra rav Motzi Baget hainu mi d'rabbanan. Tosas says is a din d'rabbanan to Motzi Baget. Meaning, mi d'oraisa, you shouldn't get married. If you get married, you could stay married. So that's pretty unusual. On a d'oraisa level, do we have any other cases that on a d'oraisa level, there's a problematic marriage, but on a d'oraisa level, once you get married, we'll allow you to stay married? D'oraisa, most cases, if something's usher d'oraisa, so then if you do it, we say you have to get divorced. Right? Is there any other, not too many examples of an Isser Da'oraisa where, if you violated, okay, what you did, you did. You could stay married. Right? Durabanans, we have that all the time. You shouldn't do something midurabanan. And if you did it, we can stay married. A Kohen and a Chalutza, we could talk about. But most other cases, is this a Da'oraisa? So you have to get divorced Da'oraisa. So that's a chiddush here. Tosfos says here that it's a dindurabanan that you have to be motzi beget. But if you look in the Ritva, the other Rishonim, he says the Feirish, it is a din da'oraisa to be motzi beget. If the Isser was da'oraisa to start off, umistavro d'loraf huna mi da'oraisa nami asur l'kaima. We don't say the line that the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Right? It's a da'oraisa, and he says, the Rambam sounds like this with this way as well, that mefutas atzmo and anusas atzmo, it's not only asur da'oraisa, it's not only a bitul asay, but an Isser asay, but it is a da'oraisa to stay married. Tosfos, in the first part of that Tosfos, though, has an important comment as well. Tosfos says, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? The chiddush is, if you get married, you don't have to pay the knas. You don't have to pay the knas. That's the chiddush, what's what it means in masa nasui. But one second. We're saying that he has to get divorced. Right? So he has to get divorced. So he has to pay the ksuba anyway. So what's the difference that he doesn't have to pay the knas? He's paying the ksuba. So he has to pay something anyway. So what's the big chiddush? Oh, masa nasui, he doesn't have to pay the knas. He's paying something anyway. He's paying the ksuba. So lamai nafkamina, asked Tosfos. If he has to pay miman of shach. V'yem tomer, asked Tosfos. Kivan de ba yeget. This Tosfos came up with this chiddush in the second day of Tosfos. This day of Tosfos maybe assumes like the Ritva, that it's a din d'oraisa, you have to get divorced. Kivan de ba yeget v'is laksuba. Kemo almana l'kohen gadol d'yesh laksuba k'tamrina b'yesh mutaros. As we'll see, afal gavdas rumen ha-Torah v'yem kain. May nafkamina de'ein mishalim knas. Hariyesh laksuba. Great line. Umali knas umali ksuba. Whenever a Rishon has a line like that, you know, it's a crucial conceptual line because there must be a difference. What's the difference between this and this? Mali, mali. Says Tosfos Havamina. The question is, what's the difference between Knas and Ksuba? It's both a payment. Tosfos says there's a big difference. Tosfos has a couple of differences. V'yamari, denafka mina, imachla l'ksuba. Number one, mechila. What if she says, you know what? You don't have to pay. I know you're in dire straits with your financial situation. No, you don't have to pay me. It's okay. You can't say that by a Knas. You can say that by a ksuba. A ksuba is, relating to what we just said, it's kind of like his chayvus midas. It's something that the Torah says you have to do. The Torah says, and not the Torah, well, machlokas, ksuba darais, ksuba darabanan. But at least the rabbanan say, you must get married with a ksuba. But still, their obligation is, you must obligate yourself. It's a hischaivus midas that you're forced to do, because the Rabbanan say, if you want to live with your wife, you have to obligate yourself. So it is a hischaivus midas. I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Reb Chaim's beautiful formulation. It's quoted in the Gracha Lashas. What's a ksuba? Usually an obligation is, I obligate to pay you something today. A ksuba is, I obligate to pay if something happens in the future. Kind of like, sounds like asmachta. Why isn't a ksuba asmachta? Asmachta means I obligate myself based on a future event. So isn't a ksuba an asmachta? I obligate myself today based on death or divorce. And if, you know, there's no death or divorce, I'll never pay the ksuba. So that's a good question. Why isn't that asmachta? The answer is because I'm obligating right now. Asmachta means I'm not obligating right now. I'm only obligating in the future if something happens. A ksuba is, what Reb Chaim says, a chiyuv lachuf. It's an obligation today to obligate myself. So that's usually, asmachta means there's zero today and it's only in the future. Ksuba is kicks in today. It's an obligation to obligate myself in the future. But I'm allowed to be, the woman's allowed to be mochelas. She could say, you know what? You don't have to pay me. A knas, you can't do that. A knas is a chiyav that I require kapara. And therefore, you can't say no to me. I have to pay. By kefel. If the victim says, you know, keep the kefel. Keep the kefel. So I say no. It's a knas. It's a fine. A fine is not only about the recipient, but about the giver. So I want to pay you. You know, you don't want to take it, you want to put it in best, and that's your choice. But I want to pay you. So that's first Tosfos' first answer. But this comes up also in the third parak in Ksubas. When it comes to kofar, the Gemara also discusses this in Makos, whether kofar is mamona or kofar is kapara. Anafkamina is mechila, right? And more, it's a payment that a person can be mochel a payment. They can't be mochel if I want a kapara, right? So that's the, right, unless you say it's a mechila is ki'ilu I got something. That's a way some of the Rishonim view it. If you say mechila works for any type of kapara payment, then it's not that you're saying don't pay me, you're saying it's as if I got it. Mechila is ki'ilu is kavalti. There's a lashon like that in the Rashba in one place in Ksuvos. The Ode Nafgamina, number two, says the Tosfos. A second difference between the Ksuba payment and the Knas payment. Dolo mishali min ha'idis, kidin Knas, ela min aziburis, kidin Ksubas Isha. We know there are three types of payment. Even if you have to pay, what type of land do you have to give? Do you have to give from the best land, idis, or Beninus, or Ziburis, or the worst land? The same value has to be given. But a person would rather have a less quantity, higher quality, idis, than to have Ziburis. So again, that's the difference. In halacha, different types of payments come from different different types of fields. Va'od de ksubas be'ula derabanan. So maybe this only, it's a derabanan payment, not a daraisa payment. Again, that could be nafgaminas. Again, important comment of Tosfos in terms of the difference between a ksuba payment and a knas payment. Weiter, we've done four lines. Also, Rav Gavia mi Beikasil, Rav Gavia from Beikasil says, Amar l'shmaisa kamei d'Rav Ashi, he said this statement. Which statement? He said the halacha of Rav, the Rav Huna Amar Rav, that, right, it was Rav Huna Amar Rav, they have to be motzi baget. By anusas atzmo, mafutas atzmo, even though you were the one, this Kohen Gadol was the one that made her a ba'ula, still it's included in the Isser, the mitzvah of marriage b'sula, and he has to divorce her. So he said this in front of Rav Ashi. Amar lei, v'harav Rav Yochanan d'amri travai, you born minute. Did Rav himself, Rav and Rav Yochanan, said together, bogeres umukas eitz. According to Gadol, as we said, should not marry a bogeres, or because she lost some of her b'sula, at least according to some tanaim, and mukat eitz, lo yisa, he should not marry. V'im nasa nasui. But if he marries them, he can stay married to them. Why? What's the svara? What's the svara if something is, like we gave these examples just 2 minutes ago. Here's another example where you shouldn't do a daraisa, but it's okay derabanan. What's the svara? Alma sofalios bogeres tachtov. There's a special svara given here. Well, she's going to be nisbager when they're married anyway, and that's not going to make them get divorced, meaning this is a special din. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to be married to a bogeres. He just can't marry a bogeres because she's going to become a bogeres when they're married anyway, but that's okay. And also, Sofalias Bukadeitz Tachtov. He's going to be Boel her. He's not allowed to, he has to marry a Basula. But he doesn't have to be married to a Basula. He can be married to a Ba'ula, as long as she was a Basula, but then got married. So, why don't you say the same Svara here? Hachanami, Sofalias Ba'ula Tachtov. So, why don't you say here, by Ba'ula's Atzmo? What's the difference between Mukadeitz and this case? So Kasha, no answer given. But Kasha, if you remember, the Rashbam and Baba Basra says, Kasha doesn't mean such a strong Kasha. Kasha is not like Tiufta. So what's the answer? The answer is, it's still a Maisa Bia. Still a Maisa Bia was done. That could be different between Mukat Eitz and the case of Bogeres. So, even though the Gemara does not answer the question, we know the distinction. Period. Anusas chaver. So that's the first part of the braisa, where we spoke about anusas atzmo and mefutas atzmo. So now we get to the second half. Anusas chaveru, mefutas chaveru, lo yisa. So that's a ba'ula. So one can't be married. V'im nasa, and if one does get married, violate the issur daraisa. So it's a machlokas about the child. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer havlar chalal, v'chachavim omer havlar kasher. Machlokas. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Halacha Kerev Eliezer Ben Yaakov. The Halacha is like a Blazer Ben Yaakov. The Vlad is a Cholol. V'chein Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Halacha Kerev Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Fine. V'ika Da'amrei Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav My Taima Kerev Eliezer Ben Yaakov. What is the reason for Blazer Ben Yaakov that the child of this relationship, a child of a Bu'ula L'Kohen Gadol, is a Cholol? Savala Kerev Eliezer. He was like a Blazer. Which Rebbe Elazar? Rebbe Elazar we had already. We had Rebbe Elazar earlier about a panui habala pnuya. A panui habala pnuya is asa a zona, makes her a zona, and therefore, if a kohen lives with this woman, so that's why the child is a chalal, because you're violating the isra of zona. Really, from an asay, from what's a, there's no losa asay for a kohen to marry a ba'ula. There's only asay. Kim basula ba'amav yikachisha. Right, basula. So, says the first day of the Gemara, Rav Huna says, so why should there be a chalala? Why should there be a chalal from this relationship? So it must be it's really based on Rabbi Elazar. It's not really Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's the Gemara Misavar lan Kavasei. Can we really put those two shitas together? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holding like Rabbi Elazar. V'yakai malan, we hold Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Right, we had this earlier, right, in the end of Acholetz. Right, the whenever Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says is Kav, it's straight and clean. What does that mean? Remember the Rashi? Rashi we had there, Mem Tes Amid Beis. Rashi says Kav Vinaki means, Kav is a Mida Katana. It's a small measurement. Midaktana klomar bimakomos mu'atim hu nizkar b'mishna o b'braisa. That's in brackets, because machlokas, whether this only applies to the Mishnah or Brisa, this klal. Rashi there, Memtes says, he only says something small in the statements. Kav, but v'naki, when he talks, it's naki. It is like sifted flour. Rashi there says, b'chomakam sheniskar halacha kamoso. That's Rashi, Yevamos, Memtes, Amid, Beis. If you look at the Rush in Erevin, the Rush in Erevin, Perek Dalet, Os, Beis, Echronim quote this Rush. What does it mean, kav v'naki? Kav. 102. 102 times, that's not too little. We think kav is very small. But the Rav says in Erevin, 102 times, that's when it is kav and naki, and that's when we hold like him. But there are times that we don't hold like him. That's the Rush's statement. The Rush says, V'yavakav t'kai malon, the Mishnah of Elazar ben Yaakov, kav and naki, beha, whatever the case was over there in Erevin, les elchazak kavase, we don't hold like him there. Why, kiven d'rav papa savak rabbanan, d'sharu b'mkom v'meis, fine. V'shema zos eina min haminyin kav, says the Rush. This isn't one of the 102. It's not one of the minyan kav. Ki kasav Rabbeinu Chananel mipia Kabbalah dibikav dvarim halacha kamoso visulo. We have a mesorah from Rabbeinu Chananel, one of the early Rishonim, says the Rush, that the halacha is like him in 102 places. I don't know if we have 102 machlokos of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but at that time they were mesorah. They had 102. This must be one of them that we don't hold like him. So kav enaki. So most of the time we hold like him. But not always, the Rishonim say. But Rashi there says, earlier we do, maybe there's a chilik between Mishnayos and Brises. But it says, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, so generally we should hold like him, V'ilu Baha, and we just said he holds like Rabbi Elazar, but we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar. V'ilu Baha, Amram, Amar Rav, Ein Alacha Krebi Elazar. So we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar. So how could you say that we hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who's based under Rabbi Elazar? Kasha. So, first shot of the Gemara is, you're right, it's a problem. Rav Ashi comes along and says, no. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is not based on Rav Elazar. This is shot number two. What's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov based on? Meaning, when the Kohen marries a Mifutas Chavero, the child is a Chalal. Why? So, Rav Ashi Amar, B'yesh Chalal Mechayve Ase Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is, against what we just said before, maybe there could be a Chalal from an Isser Ase. Right, usually we thought chalal is only from an iser, a losase de kahuna, creates a chalal. Right, if it's worse, if it's krisus, it creates mamzer. But a losase de kahuna creates chalal. But maybe even an iser ase of kahuna. That's the machlokas. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov savar, yesh chalal mechavi ase, v'rabbanan savar, yesh chalal mechavi ase. What's the machlokas based on? My time at Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Dechsip, the pasuk says, Almana, Grusha, Vachalala, Zona, Es Ela Lo Yikach. Right, it's the first half of the pasuk. All the losaseis. Right, there's a separate, even though it's all one phrase, it's counted as separate losaseis. Almana, Grusha, Chalala, Zona. And then the pasuk continues, Ki im Bisula Be'ama. Then it says, but only a Bisula. And then it says, Vixiv, V'lo Yechalal Zaro Ba'amav, A Kulu. Elazar ben Yaakov said it's going on all of those mentioned in the pasuk, not only the four los asays, but also the asay. V'rabbanan eile hifzika inyan. Rabbanan say no, there's an eile in between as eile lo yikach, that's separating the los asays from the asay of besula. V'Elazar ben Yaakov amar eile lemute nida. No, eile is not there to be mafsik. Eile is to exclude nida from telling us if a kohen is with his ishto nida. There is no, we learned earlier, there's no mamzer from that. Right? Remember we had the case of Daf Memtes. Hakomodim! Even Rabbi Akiva, who says there's mamzer from Chayvi Lavin, he agrees, Hakomodim, there's no mamzerim from Nida and Sota. Right? Those are the two that, there's no mamzer, only the two that there's no mamzeris from. Fine. But, what about, from a Nida? So what about Chalal? So that's the case, that's why you would need such a Chiddush. There's no mamzeris. You might have thought there's chalal, kamashvalan, there is not. The Rabban and the Ritva both are bothered here. What's the havamina? So far we just said, oh, there's no nida, maybe chalal. Chalal, by definition, is only in the world of kahuna. Only applies to averis that only apply to a kohen. Okay, you want to stretch it to an assay of a kohen? Fine. But to stretch it to nida? What's the havamina to say that you need a pasuk to tell me that a kohen with his wife doesn't produce a chalal? What's the havamina? So Ramban says it's difficult, but maybe it's based on the kalvachomer. Maybe it's based on a kalvachomer. What kalvachomer? He quotes a Raivin. The Raivin says a kalvachomer. If there is chalal from chayve lavin, from chayve krisus, lo kal shekein. Even though the Ramban says, I find that Havakavah Chava difficult, because it's still only within the world of Kohen. So that's why it's a difficult Havamina, in any case. Difficult Havamina. But either way, that's what Rav Elazar ben Yaakov uses Eila for, so it's a machlokes, whether Yesh Chalal Mechai Ve'ase. One more line. Says the Gemara, Kaman Az Lahadatanya. So who is the following Brisa like? Mei Eila. Ata osa chalo, v'i ata osa chalo minida. Who learns it from the word me'ele? Kiman, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, nichteve le'ele le'basov. So if ele is not coming to, differentiate, it's just telling to have separate limud, so why don't you just write it at the end of the pasuk? Kasha, okay. It is a question. Period. One other simple question from the Aruch Haner. It's a great question, if we just think about the psukim. So, what did we come up with? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, this major machlokas, yesh cholo mechai ve'asei, or ein cholo mechai ve'asei. Ask the Aruch Haner, how many chai ve'aseis are there that produce cholo? One. Right? There's only one. Right? So, what do you mean? Yesh cholo me'asei of besula. Yesh cholo mechai ve'asei sounds like this major principle, right? Yesh cholo chai ve'lavin, chai ve'krizi, there are categories. So, yesh cholo mechai ve'asei, ask the Aruch Haner, there's only one case. It's our case. So how could the Gemara formulate it as, oh, it's a general case. The Aruch Haner comes up with a case based on a Tosfos in 10 blot from now. If somebody is a child of a, We'll talk about it now. I mean, the question is stronger than the answer in general. Again, it's an answer, but the question is a bomb kasha. Kivan de ein chol, that the formulation of the Gemara is a little misleading. That's the question. It's not a bomb kasha you can't answer. But it's just a little misleading, because it sounds like it's a principle, and it's really only one individual case. Kivan de ein chol el me yisr kahuna, imke leka asei rak bulul kohen gadol, v'yech kamar chai ve'asei lashen rabim. And he quotes based on a Tosfos lekaman ayin zayin b'shem the Rivam and a Mishnah lemelech. He comes up chay ve'asei a beula and a bas beula lekohen gadol shnisis lekohen. Complicated case, but he comes up with one ukimta that maybe there's another case out there of chay ve'asei. But it's he just notes that the Gemara's lashon is a little misleading. Tanur Rabban and Vayter. Here we go. So now we switch gears for a minute to the sugya of Tumas Kohanim. Tanur Rabbanan. Achoso Arusa. We know a Kohen is Metame. Has a mitzvah say to be Metame for his seven relatives. And he has a chiyuv too. Right? Not the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol only for a meis mitzvah. But a Kohen had yod. One of his seven relatives. Father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. Any of those. Fine. What about if his sister is married? So that's a pasuk in Chumash. If his sister is married, no. But, right, but the question is, what if his sister only had Erisin? Achoso Arusa. So is he Metame for his sister who was only an Arusa? So that is the question. Right, the Pasuk says, V'l'achoso ha-besula ha-krova ilav lo yitama. So, achoso ha-besula. So what about an Arusa? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim, Metame la. Yeah, Metame la. Right, she's still a besula. She's still connected to you. Matami for her. Rib Yosi, Rib Shimon Omrim, ain't Matami La. And my Rib Shimon said, no, he is not Matame for his sister who had Erisin. Good. Let's finish the whole Raisa, and then we'll make some comments. Anusu Mafuta. What about if his sister was a Ba'ula? She was never married. She's a Ba'ula, though. Tivriyakol ain't Matami La. So she's not a Psula. Pasuk says Psula. So these aren't, you don't go by marriage, you go by Ba'ula. Umukateit. Machlokes. So the day quoted in the Brisa is Ein Matami La. There's not Matami for her. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's the words of Rabbi Shimon. You see, Rabbi Shimon's teammate, Rabbi Yossi, is not talking here anymore. The Gemara is going to be Medai because he must not agree with this halacha. So Hayy Rabbi Shimon, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Shayy Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon holds Reuil Kohen Gadol Matami La, Shein Reuil Kohen Gadol Ein Matami La. That's why this is here because it relates to the Kohen Gadol line as well. Shimon says Kohen Gadol can't marry a Mukadates. That means she is considered a Ba'ula, and therefore that's good enough to say a Kohen cannot be Metame for his sister in this state. Ubogeres Metame La Divrei Kol Adam. Unusual Lashon. A Bogeres, he's Metame for it. Right? Nothing happened there. There was no Maisa. Those are all the Shitos in the Braisa. Good. So, Tumas Kohanim, if you remember, is one of the, put it on the list, one of the, context in Halacha, the Chasei Rechina quotes to Rachei HaDarchei Noam. How could you say that a Kohen can't be Matami for his family members? How could you say that? He's upset about it. He's very... So, sometimes you can't... You can't say halacha sometimes is challenging. But here is an example. He says, for a Kohen God's, okay, he's in a different parsha. He represents the whole tzibur. And he's in a different world. He has to overcome his own personal negios and emotions. And he has to be for the tzibur. But a Kohen Hedyot is not on that level, says the Chinuch. The Chinuch says this in the mitzvah Reis HaMagimel, in the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, not in the mitzvah, where you would have thought it would be. But says the Chinuch, V'ra'ui be'emes l'mesharsi Hashem, l'hisrachek mimenu. Right, you should stay away from Tumah. Zulasi b'krovim shehutar lahem, ki acheihem b'saramu. Their brothers are their flesh and blood. V'kol darchei ha-Torah no'am u'nesiv oseha shalom. Right, we mentioned this 5 times already in this Pesachta, many of the examples given. The Torah doesn't want to have them in pain if we can help it. The Torah doesn't want to hold that back. And therefore, the Torah allows and mandates, not only allows, but once it's allowed, it's mandated for a Kohen to become Tameh. Right, it's machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, but machlokas. But we hold that a Kohen needs to be matami himself. A lot of great sugyas, but let's just do some of these brises, and then maybe we'll talk about some Tumas Kohanim points. So the Gemara says, "My time with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Why do they say that the Kohen can be matami for his Arusa sister? The Darshi Achid, following Brusha, Vila Achoso Habesula Prat Laono Zumafuta." That excludes those because they are not Pesula. Yochol Sha'ani Motziav Mukat Eitz. I might think that you exclude Mukat Eitz like Reb Shimon did. Tamalomar Asher Lo Haisa Le'ish. Misha Havayasa Al Yedei Ish. Only if the act, something took place through a man. Yatazush In Havayasa Yedei Ish. So he is Metame for his sister Mukat Eitz. Meaning if she doesn't have Reb Sula, maybe she had an operation. Hakrova L'Rabos Harusa. There's our limud. Hakrova, she's still close to him, halachically. Elav, l'rabos ha-bogares. That also, elav, includes a bogares. Says the Gemara, halamali kra, what do you need a pasuk for to include bogares? This is Rabbi Meir talking, right? We had Rabbi Meir on yesterday's daf. V'yam Rabbi Meir, besula afilu mixas psula mashma. Remember, we had the 3 different levels. What does psula teach me? What does besula teach me? What does bivsula teach me? So Rabbi Meir said the word psula plain would mean even some psula, meaning I would include bogaris. So that's what it says here. So what do you need a limud for to say that, you know, it would be included, right? Of course it's included. Bogaris is mixas psulim. So Gemara says, it's true, you still need a mucker. Sagada de chamino, nail of psula psula mehasam. You might say you learn psula from the pasik by na'ara psula, malahala nara afkanami nara kamash malan. That's why we don't say that. It's not only an Ara, it's also a Bogaris. That is all Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. So they say that a Achoso Arusa, a Kohen, is Metame for. Says the Gemara, what about the other Shita? Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon, Maitamayu, or Rebbe Shimon, what do they hold? Darshi Achi, Vela Achoso Abesula, Prat Lanusu Mafuta. Same thing. U Mukat Eitz. Oh, there's Mukat Eitz also excluded from being allowed. Asher lo haisa la'ish prat la'arusa. Excludes arusa, he cannot be matami for. Hakrova, what's the only one that's included? L'rabos arusa, shenizgarsha. If there was only Erison and she's still a psula, and then she's disgarish, so then, like, she goes back to her father's house for truma, so also for tuma. A love, l'rabos is abogaris, but they also include bogaris. Says the Gemara, Hakrova, l'rabos arusa, shenizgarsha. Hakrova is to include an arusa that had gerishin. But v'yamar Reb Shimon, but this is Reb Shimon talking. Didn't Reb Shimon tell us v'yamar Reb Shimon ru'uy l'kohen gadol metami la she'ein ru'uy l'kohen gadol ein metami la? Reb Shimon already said by the Mukat Eitz line. What are the rules? The rules are: is this woman right to marry a kohen gadol? If not, not. So this woman is not right to marry a kohen gadol, and a rusa that becomes divorced still cannot marry a kohen gadol. Can't marry a kohen, right? Can't marry a kohen gadol. So how could you say that she? That an arusa shenizgarsha, the brother, the Kohen brother, can be matami for her. The Gemara says, special limud, shiny hasam, durabi rachmana, krova. Included, krova teaches me to include arusa shenizgarsha. Ihachi mukadeitz nami. So why don't you include mugadeit? It says krova. Where I said, no, Rabbi Krova Achas Veloshtaim. We only include one. We include Arusash and Isgarsha, but we don't include Mukat Eitz. Umara Isa, why you do include one and not the other? Ha is Aved Bamaisa, ha lo is Aved Bamaisa. Again, it depends. One, Mukat Eitz, there was a physical something that occurred. Physical event that occurred. Mashenken, Arusash and Isgarsha, nothing occurred. Let's do a few more lines and then we'll talk about Tumas Kohanim. Verab Yosi. 1 second. So Rabbi Yossi, who is along with the first opinion. Rabbi Yossi, who agreed with Rabbi Shimon, who said that there is no tumah for an arusa. But he was not quoted in the next part of the brisa, where Rabbi Shimon excluded mukateitz. So midashavke lebar zuge, the fact that he left his partner, that he's not mentioned in the second line, michlal, the mukateitz, krabi meir svirulai. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds that arusa is excluded, mukateitz is included. Minale. So how do you know that? What to make that distinction? Mi lo haisalish, lo haisalish, and mukadeis wasn't haisalish. Iva ha afikte, didn't you use that already for a different exclusion? Chad mi lo haisal, v'chad mi lo ish. Right, use both, and therefore he could have the chilek. A love the rabos habogeres. Last line, a love includes bogeres. V'yamar Rabbi Shimon again, like we said yesterday. Rabbi Shimon holds yesterday besula shleima mashba. Besula means would have started off with you need total, not including bogeres. So Gemara says, no, taima di de nami hasam mehacha. The reason that you learn that psula generally means full is because of this pasuk. De darish achi, mi de elav larabos habogeres. By the fact that here, by Tumas Kohanim, you need an inclusion for bogeres, and even though it says psula, mashma michlal, de psula b'shlema mashma. Right, yesterday has to be read in light of our Gemara. The fact that he holds that you need a limut to include bogeres means plain basula would mean that you usually need full basula, not including bogeres. And that's why he said that yesterday. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, that fascinating sugya. We should hopefully be able to have time to talk about this more. The rokeach. The svek sveka of the rokeach. The rokeach has a svek sveka. It's quoted in the Shach in Hilchas. In Ilchus Tumas Kohanim, in Yoredei, and Shinai and Aleph, the Svek Sveka. Could a pregnant wife of a Kohen go into a cemetery? Comes up. Let's say a Kohen's wife is pregnant and her grandfather was Nifter. She wants to go to the Levaya. She wants to go to the cemetery. Can't she go to the cemetery? Says the Rokeach, Svek Sveka Lakula. Maybe the child, the baby is a girl, and therefore, what's the problem? And an Ashes Kohen is not Musar on Tumah. The answer is, what about the kid? So the answer is, says the Rokeach, Svek Sveka Lakula. Maybe the child is a girl, and the girl's allowed to go in, and even if it's a boy, maybe it's a Nefel. It's not going to live for 30 days, and therefore, Svek Sveka Lakula. So, big discussion in the Achronim. What's the Havamina, some that Magen Avraham says? It's Tumah Belua. Right? He's swallowed up. Question A. Question B. Even if it's a boy, is he commanded in mitzvahs yet? Okay, he's learning about all the mitzvahs of the Malach. But is he commanded in mitzvahs yet? He has no command in mitzvahs. Unless you say, these are all formulations of Achronim, unless you say, well, you're right, he's not commanded, but if he becomes Tomei now, then he's going to become Tomei on his way out. And therefore he has to be worried about that now. Or we have to be worried about that for him, short-term, long-term in mitzvahs. So you have to worry about doing something now that's going to affect you in the future. Right? Does this relate to the sugya of ma'achilin? Right? Do we give the end of Yevamos? Are we allowed to allow a child to do an Aveira? Are we allowed to help a child do an Aveira? Are we allowed to give him, you know, a treif, Dravana, a treif, Daraisa? All these sugyas are parallel. What about Bizman Azeh, where we can check with a sonogram and remove one of the sphagus? What if we know it's a boy? Right? Or does it depend? Rav Sternbach has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simin Tafresh, Ayin Tes. Maybe it's a question whether it's late in pregnancy or earlier in pregnancy. Where is it late in pregnancy where if the child would come out now, the child would be viable? And then maybe, if you know it's a boy, and you know it's a viable, so then maybe you have to be more machmir. It's like kol ha'omeid leleid kiyaladami, kind of a principle, or not. And these are all sugyas that are related to that rokeach. Okay. Tanya, Vaiter, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omar, new sugya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Shita. Shimon ben Yochai says, we've been talking a little bit about a giyoris to a kohen. Shimon ben Yochai has a huge chiddush. If a girl converts less than 3 years old, muteris lekohen. That's his shita. Giyoris p'chusim v'ashal ha'shonav yamechad k'shira l'guna. I once had a shayla about this. A balabas called me up that a friend of his, balabas 10, 15 years ago, a friend of his was, balas, whatever it was, he was a Kohen, he was a Baal Tshuva, somewhere out in some island somewhere, and he was coming back, but he met a girl, she's a Giyoreth, and she converted less than 3 years old. So he heard there's a Shita out there, remember the stuck with me, a Shita out there that said less than 3 years old is okay. I said, yeah, but we don't pass him that way. He says, but it's in the Gemara. I said, yeah, but that doesn't make a difference. Right, you don't pass it from the Gemara. But anyway, Rav Shimon Yochai holds that less than 3 years old, Kshira L'Kahuna, Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, by the Midyan, V'cholatav Panashim, Asher Lo Yida'o Mishkav Zachar, Hachyu Lachem. Any child amongst the women, any girl that did not have Mishkav Zachar yet, so did not Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav with a Zachar, Hachyu Lachem, you can live with you. Meaning, sounds like they can marry you. Vari Pinchas Imam, but Pinchas was with them. What do you mean Pinchas was? The Pinchas was a Kohen. So how can a Kohen marry a Giyaris? No, less than 3 years old. The Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say back? No, Lavanav L'Shvachas. He's not saying to marry any of you, marry some of you. Lavanav L'Shvachas. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. So if it's true, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai seems to be based on the fact that, right, a Gioris does not automatically have some kind of status. Married is not royal abia, less than 3 years old, so it's not called a Maisabia. So Ihachi, Bas Shalosh Shalom Yamechanami. So why don't you say even above 3 years old, as long as she didn't have a bia? Right, as long as you know for sure somehow, you're right, there ain't in an amanas. But let's say you know for sure that an older Giyoris didn't have Bia. So you should say it also works. So, Kid Rav Huna. So no, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is not based on literal Bia, but based on Ra'i L'Bia. Like Rav Huna says, the Rav Huna, Rami Rav Huna asked Stira, T'ksiv, kol isha yodas ish l'mishkav zachar harogu. Right, the case of Midyan, where they all wanted to kill us, and a lot of these women went out to try to seduce us, to put us in danger. So, the halacha was, you gotta self-defense, you gotta kill them. So, any woman yoda'as ish l'mishkav zachar harogu. What's that mashma? Ha'ena yoda'as. If she's not yoda'as, mishka, if she's not in the parsha, kaimo, then they can live. Michla, what is that mashma? There's a distinction amongst women. Mashma that children, babies, da'ataf ben yadu ben lo yadu kaimu. Wouldn't make a difference. But v'ksiv, another pasuk says, v'chol atav panashim asher lo yadu mishkav zachar achiyu lachem. Ha'yadu harogu. So, if they're ra'ui, if they're yadu, mishkav zachar, when they're taf, so it's a stira. So the Gemara says, have omer bireuya libo lakasim adaber. The context must not be literal, if they had bia, but only ra'ui libia. And Rashi explains, al karchach yoda'as dikrav asher lo yada'o lav yidiya mamish kamar. It's not talking about actual bia, because then you would have a stira in the diukim. But ru'uya labia kazimadaber, it's ra'uy, and don't make the diuk of baby bain this, bain that. It's ra'uy labia, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's shita. Tanya Amihachi, the Braisa also says, V'chalishi yodas ish beru'uya libo ala kazimadaber. At omer beru'uya libo ala, enu ela bin nivala mamish, she omer v'chalataf panashim, asher lo yudo mishkav zachar, havi omer beru'uya libo ala kazimadaber. That's how we darsh in the pasuk. Says the Gemara Mina Yadi, how they know? Say, how they know in the times of Midyan? Who is a Ba'ul and who not? Amar Rav Huna, Bar Bizna, Amar Shim Chasida, Ha'avirim lefnei hatzitz. They put him, they passed each one of them in front of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Kol Shepaneha Rashi says, Neis Haya. Right? Kol Shepaneha Morikos, B'yadu Hashu Ruili Ba'al. Anyone who's faced but turns colors, so, you know, Ruili Labia, that's how you know. Kol Shepaneha Morikos, B'yadu Hashu Ruili Ba'al. Right, you had all these little three-year-olds, right, walking in front of the tzitz, and that determined. Amar of Nachman, Simen la'avera hadroken. Rav Nachman even said the simen for an avera, with hadroken is where the face changes. So to hear if they're roi. A little bit more. Kiyosi b'davar ato omer, same thing applied in the end of Sefer Shoftim, where after decreeing that nobody's allowed to marry Shevet Binyamin, after the tragic story of Pilegesh Begiva, they said, Ay vey, Binyamin's going to die out. So they found a group of people that did not take part in fighting, so they were upset at them, so they killed out the men, and killed out some of the men, and they found some women that would be able to marry them. So again, they found women who were never with a man yet. Mina yadi, how they know? Amarev Kana, same thing. Hoshivim api chavishol yain. They put them on a barrel. Right, the Rishonim say we don't know how to do this bezbanazeh anymore. Be'ula recha nodef. Be'ula, the aroma, the smell would go through of the wine. Besula ein recha nodef. Besula, the wooden, because it will be closed up. V'nevrinu lefnei atzitz. Why didn't we pass them in front of the tzitz? Right, at that time they still had the Mishkan, they still had the tzitz, right? It was still in Shiloh. So Amar of Kahana, Breder of Nasan, l'ratzon lahem. The tzitz is l'ratzon. It's positive. Ksiv. L'ratzom v'lo l'peranis. You can't use it for, you know, killing purposes. Iyachi b'vidyonami. So the Gemara says, Amravashi, lahem ksiv, lahem l'ratzom v'lo l'peranis. V'lo v'dikochavim afilu l'peranis. Period. Just one other point. The Rishash here says, if you had a choice of using the barrel, so why are you allowed to rely on the nes? Why are you allowed to rely on the nes if you have the possibility of using the barrel? The Rosh Hashanah's question, he does not answer it. If you look at the Birchas Avram, this quote here in the Biurei Adav, he quotes that sometimes, like the Gemara in Pesachim talks about, did the doors on Karban, the day Pesach, close automatically, al derech nes, or did you have to close them? It's a good discussion there in the Gemara in Mesachas Pesachim Adav Samach Dalet. So it could be that if there's a nes that happens always, if it becomes part of Teva, even though it's miraculous, so then you're allowed to do it. So this is what the Tzitz did. The Tzitz was inherently miraculous and gave you information. So maybe there's no problem of Ein Somchen Al Hanes in that type of case. Or, Od Yishev, or it wasn't an ace at all. Because every time anybody walked in front of a Tzitz, kind of a similar answer. Kivan Shederech Hayab Tzitz, Shekomi Sheover Lefanav Nikar Alav Shabanim Orikos, Vukamo Teva Hatzitz, Sheino Nikra Nes. Two different formulations. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow's Daf Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph really starts the next section of Maseches Yevamos. Remember, tomorrow Samach Aleph 61. That's the halfway mark, 122 blot in Yevamos. Daf Samach Aleph really starts. We get into Puravu. We get into other sugyas. Really, special dafim. Every daf is special, but other dafim coming up. Again, we thank the sponsors for this month's of the daf. In honor of Jonah Kubietsky and the commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Kavura by his siblings, Nachman Elka Kubietsky, Moshe Narlen Kubietsky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg.